Gav's Good Uns with Gavin Andrew on Vitalize Radio.
We are going to go straight over now to line two, because on line two, I should have Laura. Hi, Laura, are you there?
I am, hiya.
Hiya, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. It's a pleasure, first of all, to be chatting with you live on Vitalize Radio. Have you done this before?
No, I haven't. Forgive me if I'm nervous.
Laura, you're going to be great. And this is like your radio debut, so how special is this? So the reason that you've come on to this evening onto Vitalize Radio is to chat about Llantarnam Kindness in the community.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Thank you for getting in touch.
Oh, no problem at all. First of all then, we're going to pretend that nobody knows anything about it.
Okay. So I'll start from the beginning then.
Absolutely.
Right, well, I started back in October. So Councillor Dave Thomas, who represents our ward, Llantarnam Ward, recognised the, you know, increasing need in the current climate, right, and approached the school where he is a governor, so that's Llantarnam Primary School, and suggested setting up a food bank and supporting local families.
Okay.
So the school set up this Kindness in the Community project and wrote out to the parents initially asking for donations. And when I received my letter, because my child's at the school, I just had this initiative. I'd seen tin on the wall in a couple of other places, and decided to do the streets around my house. So I leafleted, said I'd be coming back a week later to collect whatever people could donate, and the response was incredible. We filled a car and took it the next day to the school. And when I shared that on my personal Facebook, lots of my friends said, oh, you know, we'll do our street. And it just snowballed from there. So we now have 17 in total, including myself, volunteers who cover pretty much, well, almost all of Llantarnam Ward, not every street, but on our Facebook page, there is a massive list of the streets that we cover. And we've got collections every fortnight now. And the response has been just incredible.
It does sound pretty impressive, to be fair, Laura, straight away. Let's go back just a second. With Corona and COVID, I mean, obviously, you don't have to give us any personal information, okay? But how has that affected you as a family?
Well, fortunately, we've been okay. I mean, in terms of emotional toll, it's been quite stressful, homeschooling two little ones, and I've been teaching online from home. But in terms of, you know, financial toll, we've been very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
But I know that lots of families, lots of people haven't, and food poverty was an issue before the pandemic, but it's just everything's harder now, isn't it? And lots of people have been affected. We just want to be able to support people, and it might be people who've not approached a food bank in the past. You know, we're not just a food bank, it's more of a kindness project.
Yeah.
So we don't take referrals necessarily. We're not looking for people to have a ticket to come to the school. We're just wanting to support people who might just need that pressure lifted slightly.
Yeah.
So the way we're hoping to work is that the school have identified some families that might just appreciate a little boost, and some donations are being given out to them. And then we have a wider community approach being set up, and our first day for that is actually next Saturday on the 13th.
Okay.
And the school's going to be open from 11 till 1, and so people can just come to the school site. They don't need to get in touch beforehand, and just, you know, receive a donation, a bag of things that they might benefit from. They don't need to worry about kind of questions being asked, or, you know, do you really need it? There's absolutely no shame. We just want to help people. That's kind of the situation we're at the moment. But it's interesting you mentioned kind of COVID world that we're living in, because lots of people want to volunteer and want to help, but we're having to run on a skeleton staff and take names of people for when restrictions lift, because we actually can't have a lot of volunteers at the moment.
Right, okay. You said that finance hasn't been an issue for you, which is fantastic. Everybody is different. And the fact that the community is coming together is only an amazing thing, isn't it? What I want to know from you, Laura, though, is what made you get involved?
Since the start of the pandemic, I've been heading over to some of the other food hubs in the area. So there's a food hub in Coskiliog and Llanarafan, and just donating because I know that it can be very tricky at the moment for people. I mean, we've been fortunate, but most people are just one paycheck away from an empty cupboard. So
no, I know.
It's just the luck of the draw, really, that things are all right here. And then when I saw this newsletter, I just thought, you know what? I can do more.
I'm going to ask you a really, really weird question now, right?
So, Go for it.
So brace yourself and answer it as honestly and as best you can, because it is a weird question. So the question that I want to ask you is, how does it make you feel when you're helping?
That's a really weird one, yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird one.
Volunteering in any way gives you the warm fuzzies, I think. I mean, we've been out litter picking today. Anything I can do to support my community gives me the warm fuzzies. I think this last 12 months has really helped people to look closer to home and also look slightly out of their own personal sphere. The first day we were locked in, one of our neighbours set up a neighbourhood WhatsApp group and we learnt our neighbours' names.
Okay.
You know, it's the first time that we were able to become a community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's what the last 12 months has taught us, to be able to pull together and support each other a bit more. So yeah, it helps me feel like I'm just giving back a little bit, and it also gives me the reassurance that if I was in that situation, there is places I could go.
Absolutely. Do you know, it was a very weird question, but you answered it very well indeed.
Thank you.
So well done to you. We've had I've spoken to many people actually on the radio in the last year, and exactly what you just said is echoed by many. It's the fact the community is just pulling together and we're just creating something special in the communities that we live.
Yeah, and hopefully something that will last, you know. This isn't a flash in the pan project. We really want it to support long term. People that need it one off, you know, just having a bad month because of the restrictions that are applied to your particular industry at that time. Or a bit longer, you know, you've found yourself in circumstances that are just trickier and could do with a bit of help. And with that in mind, we've set up a Just Giving page. And when that's signed off by the school, it will be advertised on our Facebook page so that people can donate in a way that's maybe more convenient for them. If they're shielding, they can donate, you know, if they can't get to a supermarket to purchase items. And also it helps us to provide fresh items when we're giving out our kindness bags.
Yeah, it's just a lovely thing to be involved with, isn't it, to be fair?
It really is. It's making me feel a lot better about my time at home and what I've done with it.
Yeah, no, that's great. So I had a message from Miss Beauchene, and she actually said that she's, referring to you, she's been amazing.
Oh, well, that's very lovely. Well, Miss Beauchene's been amazing as well, because she and Mr. Thomas, Dave Thomas, our counsellor, are doing some of our deliveries next week of our kindness bags, hopefully to put some smiles on some families' faces. And so, yeah, the school have been fantastic in setting this up and Councillor Thomas in coming up with the idea. And we also have a local member of the community, very caring business owner, who's supporting us in the first instance with, you know, finances to purchase some fresh items. But long term, it's going to be all down to community support. And wow, Fantanum have just been incredible.
Amazing. It is, you're right, isn't it? It's just great how people just get on board and just support each other. It is the silver lining, isn't it?
It is. I had a message on Saturday morning. One of my neighbours said that she'd gone out early for a walk, and everywhere she went there were little bags of kindness on the wall and the pavement, and I thought that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It just made me, you know, sort of so happy that that's what people are seeing it as.
Yeah. If somebody's listening right now and they would really love to get involved because they want that warm, fuzzy feeling inside their bellies, they want to be part of that community, they want to feel that, what can they do?
Well, so just to be clear, I mean, Llantarnam Ward is huge. So we're not just talking about the area of Llantarnam. This covers, you know, a big stretch up to Cwmbran Centre. And so anyone who hears this and wants to get involved can join the Llantarnam Community Food Bank Facebook page and get in touch with me and offer that support and that help. They can donate to the fortnightly food collections. So the next one is on the 20th of March, and we collect from 11 a.m. in the morning, and you just need to put whatever your donation is, big or small, out, visible from the street, and we will take it.
Okay.
Or you can donate to our Just Giving page, which will be advertised on the Facebook page as soon as possible. And as soon as COVID restrictions allow, we will be very grateful for people to come and help us unpack the donations, sort the stock, pack the bags, all of that kind of thing, because at the moment there's five of us doing it, and that's what we're allowed.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of time on Saturday, but worth it. But yeah, we will be very grateful for people donating their time, their food, their money, whatever they can give.
Excellent answer once again. Laura, will you do me a favour and just tell me the Facebook site again, just in case anybody missed it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Facebook site is Llantarnam Community Food Bank. We also have a Twitter, which is at Tin Llantarnam. And just the dates of those things again. So it's Saturday the 13th of March, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's just the open doors at Llantarnam School on James Prosser Way.
Excellent.
So just come if you would benefit from a bag of kindness, please just come. And then the next collection is the 20th of March.
Brilliant. I love that. A bag of kindness. I mean, that's just really lovely, isn't it? What a cute little slogan there, all wrapped up in the bag. Okay, so people can get into, they can get involved, they can donate, they can donate money, donate food if that's what they want to do. They can eventually, when COVID allows, help sort parcels and deliver them. The other obviously thing from this is, what if somebody would like to benefit from the service that you're offering? What can they do then?
Well, if they'd like to benefit, we'd love for them to get in touch. So again, they can get in touch via the Facebook page, they can message me in confidence, they can get in touch with the school, so Llantarnam Community Primary School. They can just come to the open day if they just want, you know, they don't have to book in advance or let us know they're coming, it's just an open door.
They don't have to kind of bring anything with them to support them?
Absolutely not. So some food banks run a referral system, yeah, or a ticket system. We are reaching out to local services that would refer people, just to let them know that we're here. But we're not going to require people to have a referral or a ticket. We just want to support people who feel they need it. You don't have to prove why you need it. Just come and ask us for help and we will be there for you. You can also reach out to our local councillors. So there's Alan Slade, there's Dave Thomas, both of which are on social media, and they will refer you to us at the right times and dates.
Brilliant. The food that can be donated, are you after any particular foods or anything in particular?
Yeah, so we take all non-perishable items at the moment. We can't take frozen or fresh donations at the moment. But if you have frozen or fresh donations, there are other food banks that will take them in the area. We are particularly keen that people check the dates before they donate.
Okay.
So at least 2 months in date, because some things have to be stored before they go out because of quarantine rules at the moment. Anything that we get that we can't use, we've been sharing with other food hubs. Anything that we get that's too close to its date, we've been sharing with an organisation called Tasty Not Wasty. So we're making sure nothing goes to waste at all. But to really help for our needs, it's non-perishables that have a good date on them. And this week's needs list is UHT milk, so long life milk, kitchen roll, and tinned meat and tinned vegetables.
So tinned meat, tinned vegetables,
yeah.
Loo roll, and UHP milk.
Kitchen roll, loo
roll, kitchen roll, sorry,
UHT milk, yeah.
It was like supermarket sweep then, wasn't it? You gave me the shopping list and I had to go and find it. But I would have failed because I missed one. Apologies for that. Laura, while you're live on Vitalize, is there anything else that you would like to tell the people that are listening?
Well, I'd like to say a big thank you. I mean, to the volunteers that have helped to collect the food, to unpack, to sort, to everybody who donated and responded just brilliantly, a massive thank you. And to anyone who's listening who feels like this would benefit them, please, there's no shame, there's no questions, you don't need to prove yourself, just come along, we'd love to give you a bag of things.
Yeah, that does sound lovely. Well, I will say thank you to you, Laura, for everything that you're doing to help this absolutely lovely little project that's going on. And I just think it's going to not be little for very long, to be fair. It sounds like it's just going to grow and
kind of
grow.
Stable.
So, and also thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us this evening. I asked you earlier as well what kind of music you liked, and something by the Cranberries is what you fancied, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's been my song to sing to whilst I've been at home with two small people.
You love them, you can't live with them, can't live without them. I know the feeling. I'm going to play you Zombie by the Cranberries. And once again, thank you so much for everything you're doing. And thank you for chatting with us this evening.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Gav's Good Uns with Gavin Andrew on Vitalise Radio.
Vitalise UK. Inspire and empower.
Vitalize Radio, bringing Torvine alive.